Morning Motivation is brought to you by The Great Discovery. The Great Discovery is an exciting new e-learning and e-earning platform allowing experts to connect with audiences around the world in over 20 languages. Link in the show notes for details. Who says you have to? Who says you have to do this at this time and that at that time? Oftentimes, we put restrictions on ourselves, expectations on ourselves that no one is actually expecting. I have a certain routine most Saturdays. I often go to a chess club in the morning with my daughter, then we go out to lunch, and then we do some other things. But this past Saturday, I realized I don't have to go to the chess club. I could do other stuff. I was feeling inspired. I was working. I was doing some great things, setting up some Facebook groups, making things happen. And at first, I'm like, oh, I should be doing other things. And then I thought, who says? Who says I have to? Who made that rule? Sure, I did it last week, the week before, but I don't have to do it every week. If my energy, if my vibe right now is to be doing this right now, then why not do this right now? Who says you have to? Now, sometimes you do have to. Your boss tells you to, or you got a client who expects it by a certain time. But if you're an entrepreneur, you are your boss. You create the way to do things. And maybe you do things because it's the way they've always worked, and you're anxious about changing them, because what will that cause and how will that do other things and all the rest? But very often, we eliminate our anxiety and our stress by just going with the flow. When you're in the mood to work, work. When you're in the mood to rest, rest. Now, if you're always in the mood to rest, that could be an indicator of something else. This also gets back to the idea of being in touch with yourself, in touch with your own emotions, in touch with your own mind, your own spirit. What is it telling you? If you're always in the mood to rest and not in the mood to work, maybe you're not working in your flame. Maybe you're not working in your passion. You need to consider if you are on the right track. Saturday morning, I woke up full of ideas and I wanted to do them. And I ended up not doing the fun stuff I was planning to because I was so excited about the work I wanted to do. And that is okay. That is okay. Self-care doesn't mean that we're doing relaxing things, that we're going to the spa or the beach or what other people think are relaxing. Self-care means following our own drives and desires and needs. If you feel the need to get some work done because you're excited about it, do that. Who says you can't do that? And if you feel the need to rest, do that too. I am really excited about The Great Discovery. If you haven't heard about it yet, The Great Discovery is a new kind of e-learning platform. What sets it apart is an affiliate system where every teacher and every learner is incentivized to promote any content. Add to that an AI-driven marketing funnel creation system, a robust community, and AI technology that will translate your voice in over 20 languages with the push of a button. Seriously, you should see the video of me speaking German. For more information, visit morningmotivation.fun/TGD or hit the link in the show notes.